May the sweet presence of our Lord Jesus be with you all. Well, yesterday was a difficult day. I was very impressed to pray for Mr. Trump and for his safety. Right after I did, boy, I'll tell you, a front came in here in Taos and my fibro just went off the charts. We have access to a very small hot tub and it ended up being 4 soaks in the hot tub that day, when usually one will get the job done. So it was a rough day yesterday, and that's part of the reason why you didn't hear from me. The Lord had something interesting to talk about. When I came into prayer, I said, Lord, am I getting lukewarm? Because I was so flatlined. And he said, no, you're not lukewarm, but you could get there. I thought, oh, I don't want that. Well, what's the matter with me? He answered, no one said suffering would be easy. You're the one who wanted to pray for Mr. Trump. There's a price tag on these requests, my dearest. I know you were weak, and I do not hold that against you. I sympathize. I care for you, Claire. I know your frame. You'd love to take on the world until you find out the cost. Only I was fit to take on the world, dearest. These episodes of pain will not last that long. If you can just bear with me during those times, the fruits will be wonderful. You have been chosen to carry a cross for this man. You are part of a group that's carrying their cross, and I will empower you. Though it is not easy, it will not be suffering every day. What do I tell my heart dwellers, Lord? Because I've missed getting a message out to them now a couple of times. He answered, honesty is the best policy. Tell them you bit off more than you can chew and turn out a message at the same time. Always be honest, that they will understand. There is a price tag on intercession. I have taught you that before, and they will understand the predicaments they incur through intercession. So much inspiration is lost because it's not taught. So many times souls get discouraged because they become sick or cannot do what they feel is their assignment from me. This too is a suffering in its own right, a big suffering. Boy, you can say that again. I feel really badly, guys, when I miss a day or two or two in a row. It's terrible. He continued, yet when these burdens lift, there's ample time to carry on and finish what was begun for me and with me. Now my message tonight is about those voluntary sufferings, that there is always a cost to moving mountains, and indeed the threats against this man are mountains. Nonetheless, because my brides are faithful to pray, they will be averted. I do not want them to get discouraged or to be ignorant that every little or big cross carries with it a reward. Just as my cross brought about the redemption of mankind from a certain dark fate, just as surely as that occurred, so are there rewards for those who carry these pains and inconveniences. There is perhaps nothing quite so disheartening as feeling useless and without a purpose. It is so tempting to think that people who are bedridden or infirm have no other purpose in life but to lay there and deteriorate. I have engineered it that the older you get, the closer you get to heaven. The busy work of daily chores is lifted from you, and others take on that burden. You, in turn, are left free to delve into the mysteries and beauties of my inscrutable will and a relationship with me that is deeper than ever before. How beautiful it is to have so much time free for me. Yet so few understand the later years of their lives. Many times they are caught up in the discouragement of their failures and cannot see beyond the past. A little healthy conviction is a good thing, but being pounded with so-called worthlessness every day is not for me. Rather, now you have the faculties and time to look upon the world as one who is no longer striving in it. From this viewpoint, you can pray for your children and those around you. Finally, you see life as it is. You see vanity and the chasing after the wind, and how very fickle the lust for things, status, and beauty truly are. Yet I am saddened by those who cannot see anything but the mirror of their lives gone by. They become stuck in this perspective and do not see all the opportunities for a meaningful life around them. When handled well, this can be the very richest time of your life. Did I not serve the best wine last? Yes, there is much meaning in that, as you have perceived, for your life. That's true, guys. This is a much better time of my life than anything that came before it. He continued, some of you, my brides, have taken on the world's dead-end view of your later years, rather than seeing it as a golden opportunity to serve me. How wonderful it is to receive a commission from heaven when the wisdom of years is at its height. I do so want you to understand how powerful you are now. It's not like it was when you were younger and so enveloped in the world's activities. Now you have the opportunity to back away from the demands of others to take on assignments from heaven. Now you have more power and ability to affect others than ever in your lives. You are far from useless. Again, Satan has relegated those last years to being a waste of time and money for the more productive people in society because you are very threatening. Your experience and ability to size up situations is very threatening, and the best way to keep you from exercising that talent is to convince you that you're useless. Does my word not state that wisdom is with age? No, you have graduated to a life beyond busyness and now are equipped to intercede and dispense wisdom to the younger generation. What a tragedy in your culture that age is not valued with wisdom and ability to guide younger lives. So much has been lost in your culture by making it a culture of youthfulness and financial gain. When those opportunities run out, there's nothing left, and a gripping sense of failure and worthlessness assails victims, leaving them on a heap to grow old, to rot and dry up, when they could be dynamically leading prayer functions and praying for the younger generations, always there to counsel and guide. That is the beauty of this and other channels. Elders are here to answer questions, pray, and encourage. How wonderful is that? Many did not have access to the wisdom of elders growing up, and now they don't recognize the very real gift that they are to the younger generation. Well, that was the end of his message because I started nodding off at that point and I had to go to sleep. It was a real intense day yesterday with pain, that's for sure. So forgive me, dear ones, that I haven't been able to keep up with the messages. But we're getting there. Know that the Lord is encouraging you to use your gifts on whatever skill level is available to you, especially those among you who are elderly. And if you know somebody who's older and elderly, to get them involved somehow on the internet. The library offers all kinds of entry-level classes for people to understand what it's about. There's a whole crowd of people out there that are hungering and thirsting for wisdom, and they have no place to turn. And there's so many forums where you could come in and help people. And for those of you who might be suffering arthritis in your hands and have less mobility in your fingers than you used to, every computer is equipped with a microphone that you can speak into that types out the words. And you can do that by just pulling up a sheet of paper on your computer, so to speak, speaking an answer into that, and then saving it and pasting it into the dialogue box on YouTube so that you can answer people directly. So there's all kinds of ways to get around that issue if you're having problems typing. I'm just encouraging you to pursue that and to have others who are getting up there in years understand that they have a tremendously valuable gift and their life is not over by any means. And certainly the influence, the good influence they could have on others is not at an end. It's at an all-time high. The only thing getting in the way is the fear of the internet, and that can be overcome with a little coaxing and a couple of library classes. So please, dear ones, make good use of the time that you have, and know that those of you who are up there in years have so much to offer the younger generation. Be present to them. Listen to their heart cries and remember back to the time when you had the same problems. And do your best to give them an answer and pray for them. Certainly on this channel, you've got lots of space to do that. We're blessed with a lot of young people here. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Thank you for listening in. And hopefully I'll be on time with my messages from here on out. But if I'm not, pray for me. By the way, thank you for those of you who are helping us out every month. It really makes a difference. It frees us up to do what we love to do most, and that is to pray and wait on the Lord and share with you. Thank you so much for your prayers and your donations. It's so appreciated. The Lord bless you.